Time for another segment of Ask the Mayor on Performance Radio, as we have a chance to talk with here and Mayor Gary Harrington about the City Commission meeting this past Monday night and then the activities within the City of Huron acted on by the Commission. Ask the Mayor is brought to you by Stony Brook Suites in Huron on 21st Street. Stony Brook Suites. Ask the Mayor, also sponsored by Potter Shoes at 3rd and Dakota in downtown Huron. Your one-stop sit-and-fit store for men's, women's, and kids' footwear. From flip-flops to steel-toe boots. Potter Shoes. Remember, if you have questions for the mayor, you can send those in to news@kokk.com. Any concerns about city departments, maybe street cleaning, a little bit of rock in the gutters, those kinds of things. Bring them up, ask them, and we'll bring those to the mayor's attention on Ask the Mayor. This past Monday night at the City Commission meeting, a lot of business taken care of, as we hear from Huron Mayor Gary Harrington.
One of the things we did last night, first of all, we had three proclamations last night that we did. One was the National Police Week, 9th through the 15th, for peace officers, and Memorial Day, May 15th, for the officers that we've lost in the last 40, 50 years. So, number two was our National Nurses Week, which is 6th through the 12th, May 6th through the 12th, and the Hospital Week, May 9th through the 15th, to observe these proclamations weeks for people that really put themselves out for our pandemic is important to all of us. Then we moved on to quotes and big quotes. We had a payment request from Asphalt Paving for $271,926.22. This is for spring paving that they've finished. They now will be back in mid-September to finish up some more paving for us. Basically, what they're coming back for is some of our streets that we're putting curb and gutter in, and also the ADA crosswalks in. They'll come back, and once we get that concrete work done, then they'll come back and pave those streets in the fall, and we'll be done for our paving for the year. We also let a bid for our Vantage Park Sanitary Association work we're going to have done out there. The budget for that was $1,702,000, and the budget came in at $1,151,452. Under budget, the only thing that wasn't in the budget was the cost of pipes to lay in that out there. The reason it wasn't it's budgeted for, but wasn't in their bid, was they didn't feel that they could have time to figure out how much and where they wanted to put the pipe at that time. So we took advantage of that, and we put an order in right away. We did some figuring, got our pipes and everything ready to go. So it'll still come out of the budget, but by putting an order right in, we're going to get it. We're going to get it for a lot cheaper than if we waited for 2 months, because the pipes are, the companies that make the pipes in Texas are about 3 months behind, so we want to get those pipes to us, and they had them on surplus, so we're going to get them before we would if we waited into September. So that was a good deal also. So those two projects will be the paving project and the Vantage Park sewer project will be taken care of this year. Hopefully we'll get it done this fall. We considered renewing the contract with the Huron Country Club to utilize water that we pump from the river to our golf course, our main golf course out there, and then they utilize that, and we pump water over to the club, which they pay us money each year to do that with. We've been doing that for over 20 years. So another thing that we came up with, we sunsetted our COVID resolution. That was the resolution that we put into play. And it covers masks. It covers where we can wear what mask we're required to in all of our city facilities and our trucks. It also covered how many square feet you would need in restaurants and stuff, and how many people you could have in that square feet. Those are all be gone. It'll be gone for all of our buildings, whether they're gyms or stores or whatever. Masks would not be recommended there anymore. And space facilities won't be recommended there anymore either. it'll be up to the individuals, businesses, and gyms and stuff like that to, if they want to, put some of their own regulations and requirements that they can still do that. People can still wear a mask because of the pandemic. The virus in Beetle County is considerably down to what it was. We're under 25 yesterday. We'll probably be lower than that today, cases. So we feel that we've got a handle on it. Also, this date, it's going to sunset on the 24th of May. That's the same date that the high school or the, our school system is sunsetting there. So the county and the city and the school will be all at the same time reducing their restrictions on masking and social distancing. So that's pretty exciting. We're looking forward to getting that done. We certainly want to recognize our school system for the work that they did in helping us handle our pandemic this year. We felt that by the school, by the restrictions they put on their people, their students, and their staff, it was a big boost to the rest of the community. When the kids would go home and say they were wearing masks in schools because they wanted to be there, because they wanted to be with their friends, they'd go home and they'd tell their parents that they wanted their parents to wear a mask. We feel that that helped us a lot. Also, our hospitals and our clinics who stepped up for the last whole year to help quell some of the problems we were having with this pandemic. So it's really been appreciated and well-deserved in our city and our county. So with that, I don't believe I have anything else today. Hopefully we get some rain soon. That's my wish along with our pandemic going away entirely. So with that, have a good week. We'll talk to you next week.
COVID-19 numbers as of Wednesday for Beetle County dropped to 17. That number below 20, you have to go back to August 20th of 2020 to have a number below 20 persons with COVID.